Good morning and welcome to St. James.
Good morning.
It's so great to have all of you here with us. So we're constantly updating our technology. It can get a little bit hairy over here, so we appreciate your patience. But we're glad that you've chosen to worship with us this week here in person, as well as from all over the country in the various parts of the world as you catch us on Zoom. So we really appreciate you being here. Today we celebrate the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's getting a little chilly here in Chicago. I see some coats. We're going to begin Mass today with one of our Easter favorites. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks. Please rise.
Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. Jesus is Lord of all the earth. He is the King of creation. Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. Spread the good news, O all the earth. Jesus has died and has risen. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. We have been crucified with Christ. Now we shall live forever. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you. And what a blessing that we can gather on this Sunday. We are reminded once more of our place in the world in our scripture readings today, how God has not planted us in some kind of ideal place, but into a very real place, and that we have to find the life of God, the way of God, in the midst of a very strange world that we find ourselves in right now. So let's turn to the Lord today, open our minds and hearts to hear this message of the scripture, that we can be gathered at the table of the Lord, that we can be filled with the blessings which God can give, the blessings of grace and mercy. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my
brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned with my thoughts and my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, rest, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, You take away the sins of the world, and mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
And let us pray that our minds and hearts will be open to receive the gift God wishes us to have this day. Let us pray that the words and actions of Jesus will mold and shape our lives. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will give us wisdom and strength. Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by your name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The earth have seen salvation by our God.
All the ends of the earth have seen salvation by our God.
Sing to our God a new song, for God
right hand has won the victory for all. God's holy arm, all the ends of the earth have seen salvation by our God. God has made salvation known and justice revealed to remember in kindness and faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen salvation by our God. All the ends of earth have seen salvation by our God. Joyfully sing out, all ye lands. Break forth in song. All the ends of the earth have seen salvation by our
the beginning of the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. The word of the Lord.
and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you have no concern about anyone's opinion, and you're not regarding a person's statutes. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the censor's tax to Caesar or not? Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him a Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is on this, and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that time he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
One of the great theologians, teachers, pastors of the last century said that when you preach, you should have the Bible in one hand and the New York Times in the other. I take that to mean that if we're going to understand what's going on into the world, we have to apply to that and interpret it through the lens of our faith, through the lens of our gospel, through the lens of our relationship with Jesus. Now, this, of course, goes clean counter to the conventional wisdom that you shouldn't mix religion and politics, right? Don't preach politics from the pulpit. That's what we hear, right? And yet, we live in a political world. And if we're going to let our religion come alive, it has to be in the world in which we live. It has to be plant its roots in reality. And so it seems that there isn't any way that we can be authentically religious unless we are involved in the world, the political world in which we live. And if you think about it, all that we are as a country has a religious root. We said that in our very beginnings, all men and women are created equal and endowed with by their Creator with inalienable rights. During the Civil War, the Union troops marched to the tune of, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." In our own era, the civil rights movement was church-based and pastor-led. It seems that if we're going to have any kind of politics, it has to be based in the ethical foundations and the founding principles that we can get from our religious background. Unless we are religious, politics makes no sense. And unless we are politically based in our religion, we're going to be missing the point. All of this comes up, of course, because Jesus gets involved in the gospel story we heard today in a political discussion, right? Now, we hear things, you know, Henry David Thoreau once said, "The government that governs best governs least." And of course, that's true as long as it's not your house that is threatened by a hurricane or a forest fire or something. And nobody likes to pay taxes, right? But we do want to have our streets repaired. We want to have crime reduced, we do want to have medicine which is safe and effective. So Jesus gets caught up in this controversy about paying taxes, and he comes up with this brilliant answer. Well, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And Caesar, of course, was the government. He was the face on the dollar bill. And so it kind of makes sense. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Pay your taxes. But I was wondering, what else do we need to render unto Caesar besides paying the man? And I thought of the one time when Jesus encountered Caesar. Well, he didn't encounter Caesar particularly, but he encountered Caesar's representative, Pontius Pilate, right? And when Jesus encountered Pontius Pilate, Pilate said, you know, as the representative of Caesar, I'm the man. You know, I'm tough, I'm strong, I got all the power. What do you got? And Jesus said, well, for this reason I have come into the world. For this reason I was born. To testify to the truth. So it seems that the way that the Gospels tell it, we also have to render unto Caesar, render unto politics the truth. Now we live in this educational time when we're trying to figure out how we're supposed to vote, and there's all sorts of options out there on how to solve these problems, and those are the political decisions we have to make. But in order to make them, we have to base them in the truth. And the truth is that every life is precious and deserves protection and care. That's the truth. We have to do whatever we can to make that truth come alive. The truth is that racism has been woven into our body politic, root and marrow. And we have to do the work of getting rid of it, because it ain't going to go away by itself. The truth is that we have somehow or other created this economic system where there is a class of haves and a class of have-nots. We have to do what is necessary to make sure everyone has opportunity. The truth is that fastly but surely we're ruining this beautiful planet that we live on. And there isn't any planet B that we can go to. And we must do whatever is necessary to protect our common home, as Pope Francis puts it. Now, how to solve these problems is, of course, what the politicians are debating, and that's the decisions that we have to make. But as we enter into the sacred duty, holy duty of voting, we have to make sure that we're making these votes on the basis of the truth of God's world, the truth that we live in. But I'm also fascinated by the second half of that saying of Jesus, render unto Caesar the things that belong to Caesar, and to God the things that belong to God. Well, what belongs to God? Jesus tells us how to recognize what belongs to Caesar. Find his image. Where do you find the image of Caesar? Oh, there it is, on the coin. But where do we find the image of God? Oh, there it is, in my neighbor. I find the image of God when I recognize that all around me are the children of God. And so what we have to do is render unto the children of God, as Jesus instructs us. And we do that by making sure that every child has the opportunity to grow in their full potential. That's why we render unto God. We do that by making sure that those who are sick or handicapped or elderly are given the opportunity to live a life of dignity and value. That's how we render unto God. We do this by making sure that when we see people of a different race or a different language, that we realize that they have an infinite value. That's how we render unto God. We render unto God the things that are God's when we can see the face of God in one another. You know, it's not so much then creed and catechism that render us unto God, but it is in fact the way that we care for one another. And we know that's true by looking at our first reading today, our Old Testament lesson. I don't know whether you knew it, but it kind of just boggled my mind when you heard that first line from Isaiah the prophet today, when he said that he's sending his anointed Cyrus. Now, we knew that word anointed, right? We've heard that word anointed before. And who was the anointed one? It was Jesus. And that Isaiah uses this exact same word, the anointed, which we translate as the Christ or as the Messiah, that Isaiah used that exact same word about Cyrus, who was not a Jew, who was not a believer, who was Iranian, who lived 539 years before Jesus, that he is the anointed, the Messiah, is pretty mind-blowing. And why is he the Messiah? He's the Messiah. He is the anointed because of the way he took care of God's people. Did he know that he was taking care of God's people? Probably not. Did he know that he was doing the will of the God beside whom there is no other? No. Isaiah explicitly says, I have named you even though you don't know me. What mattered was, in the prophet's vision, that he brought God's compassion into the world. And that's what made him the anointed, a Messiah, a Christ. A lesson for us. We who call ourselves Christians, we are Christians if we can do as the Bible has given us the example. Sharing with one another that care and that compassion, that love that God intends our world to have. And if we can do that, then religion and politics merge and we become the kingdom of God. Amen. We join together in confessing our faith.
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As the people of God, we can always be confident that whenever we turn to the Lord, God hears us. So let us present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may continue to recognize God's work in the world today and point to God as the ultimate source of all that we have, we pray to the Lord. For our elected leaders, that they may be ever cognizant of the privilege they have to hold their positions of power, and that they exercise that privilege for the benefit of all whom they serve. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For missionaries around the world, that their efforts may yield an abundant harvest as they bear witness to God's love and mercy. We pray to the Lord. For vulnerable children and teens, especially young women, who suffer abuse, exploitation, or worse, that they may receive help and hope in the darkness. We pray to the Lord. For our nation in this time of discernment, election, and transition, that all citizens cast their vote in a spirit of reverence for this right, charity for those they disagree with, and concern for the good of all as we strive for a more perfect and peaceful union. We pray to the Lord. For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Mary Lou Bain, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord. For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our books of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
The Lord is
let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice from our hands for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church.
Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just that we should give you thanks and praise, O God, Almighty Father, for all you do in this world through the Lord Jesus. For though the human race is divided by dissension and discord, we know that by testing us, you change our hearts and you prepare us for reconciliation. Even more, by your Spirit, you move human hearts so that enemies may speak to each other again and adversaries join hands and peoples seek to meet together. By the working of your power, it comes about, O God, that hatred is overcome by love, that revenge gives way to forgiveness, and that discord is changed to mutual respect. Therefore, as we give you ceaseless thanks with the choirs of heaven, we cry out to your majesty on earth, and without end, we acclaim. Almighty God, we bless through Jesus your Son who comes in your name. He is the word that brings salvation, the hand you extend to sinners, the way by which your peace is offered to us. When we had turned away from you on account of our sin, you brought us back to be reconciled, O God, so that, converted at last to you, we might love one another through your Son, whom for our sake you handed over to death. And now, celebrating the reconciliation Christ has won for us, we entreat you. Sanctify these gifts by the outpouring of your Spirit, and let them become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, whose command we fulfill when we celebrate these mysteries. For when he was about to give his life to set us free, as he reclined at a table, he took bread into his hands, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing. He broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, that same evening, he took the chalice of blessing in his hands. Confessing your mercy, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup,
Celebrating therefore the memorial of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, who left us this pledge of his love, we offer you what you have bestowed on us, the sacrifice of perfect reconciliation. Holy Father, we humbly beseech you, accept us together with your Son, and in this saving banquet, graciously endow us with his very Spirit, who takes away everything that estranges us from one another. May he make your church a sign of unity and an instrument of your peace among all people. May he keep us in a communion of heart and mind with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise. And just as you have gathered us now at the table of your Son, so bring us together with the glorious Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints, and all our brothers and sisters, those of every race and tongue who have died in your friendship. Bring us to share with them the unending banquet of unity in a new heaven and a new earth, where the fullness of your peace will shine forth in Christ Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Going to communion, we have to keep social distance, so please follow the direction of the ushers as they take you around. You will eventually be led to the spot right there where one of the ushers will sanitize your hands. You then approach and you receive the host into your hands and ask you to step over to your left. Remove your face mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
Do not let your old hearts be troubled. Have faith in God and have faith in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Otherwise, I could have told you so. Prepare a place for you, and then I shall come back to you to take you with me, that where I am, you may also be. For you know the way that leads to where I go.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray that benefiting from participating in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give in this present age and prepared for the gifts that are eternal through Christ our Lord. Any announcements, Amy? Sunday school starts next week, so please, if you haven't registered your child, do so immediately so we can get all of our education in for our young people. We are going to have All Souls Day on this Monday, November 2nd, and if you wish to have a commemoration, a virtual commemoration, you can send it to Amy, or a real one, you can bring it on that day. Okay.
Or next week.
What else? The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me.
Satan
had me bound. Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound. Jesus lifted me. Singing glory.
trouble, Jesus lifted me. Will